Hi, and welcome to the Upward Brainstorm podcast. This is your old pal, Mark Corcoran. Today, we're casting from the Interact 16 Digital Marketing Conference in beautiful Columbus, Ohio. With me now is Joe DeLoss, founder and head fryer at the Hot Chicken Takeover. Joe, you having a good time today?
Yeah, it's a great event.
Would you mind here, before we get started, just quickly telling us a little bit about yourself and kind of what you're all about?
I run a business called Hot Chicken Takeover, which is in the North Market, which is a big historic public market downtown Columbus. We sell a style of fried chicken from Nashville, Tennessee, called hot chicken, surprisingly, which is essentially a delicious fried chicken that's rubbed with a spicy cayenne paste. What's unique about our business, aside from the food and the experience, is that we provide supportive employment to a large amount of adults that need a second chance at work. And so I think at this point, probably 60% of our workforce have been affected by incarceration in their past, with 80% of our total workforce have had a really adverse, you know, symptom of poverty one way or another.
Sure.
And we're grateful to have them as part of our community, along with a really great community of customers.
That's excellent. So the Upward Brainstorm podcast revolves around kind of exploring the connections between creativity and marketing. And I know you guys have a very robust marketing program. You just got done giving a presentation here at the conference, which I know from just hearing people talk was amazing, and it was a full house and a great time. So I guess my first question I would have for you is, how does creativity play a role in what you do every day in terms of, you know, growing your business? And, you know, it sounds like you're pursuing a very worthwhile and noble mission with the employment aspect. So,
yeah, thank you. So we came to the conference to present as, you know, fried chicken connoisseurs, not even digital marketers. And I think for us, where creativity plays a role, particularly in our marketing efforts, is we really believe we know how to create the right hospitality experience for our staff in person, in the store, and in the restaurant. And so the creative function for our marketing team is, how do we convert that experience into something that's digital, whether it be through our website, our social media platform. And that makes a, you know, that has gone through a lot of trial and error, but ultimately it's just about getting creative enough to deliver the same experience. And that, you know, generally amounts to all of us sitting around boxes of hot chicken, shooting it after a shift and talking about, you know, what types of things are we hearing from our customers now and what types of things should we get engaged with, have great content online.
Awesome. Well, where do you find the inspiration? It sounds like you listen a lot to your customers for their experiences and the insights of your team. What is it that inspires you to do what you're doing these days?
Yeah, you know, we love hearing from the community of, you know, our hot chicken community, and that's beyond our employees, but to all these customers. And so maybe it's just because I'm an extrovert, but I get so much energy out of having this recurring dialogue with people. And we know that dialogue gets lost if we're not contributing value, if we're not creating unique content, and we're not keeping people's attention. And so that is, you know, pulling from that general dialogue keeps us going. And it's, you know, it's the conversation you strike up with somebody at a bar.
Yep.
That when bar close happens, you're disappointed that you got to close the doors.
Sure.
And you try to find a way to keep it going. We're just trying to do it as a at a brand level.
That's awesome. What is your, do you have a favorite kind of current marketing trend that you're seeing around you these days, that something that you think is working? And
yeah, you know, I don't know how much of a trend it is, but this idea of kind of bold humility and honesty, of just being very transparent about your business, the relationship that you have with customers, with your product, whatever, is really captivating to me, even as a consumer, of really feeling like we're not soliciting anybody through sales campaigns, but it's about this authentic relationship and honesty. And when something bad goes wrong, you talk about it.
Sure.
You don't cover it up. I think more and more consumers, and maybe it's this millennial push, are just wanting that kind of sincerity and connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that's something you guys work very hard at.
We're trying.
Incorporating into your brand.
Yeah, we're really trying.
That's great. Now, of course, the reverse of that, is there anything you would throw out there as something that you don't like that you see in marketing these days, that's kind of maybe your least favorite trend, or something you're seeing all the time that you don't think is really on point?
Yeah, you know, I think we take a very conversational, open approach with all of our, and that's where it started for us. I think the thing that's like most cringeworthy for me is when I see more established brands that particularly might be more corporate trying to mimic the type of relationship we want to have. And it feels inauthentic,
yes,
which defeats the entire purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost saying, oh, well, you know, they cracked a joke that was very personal online publicly with their customers. So we can do that.
Right.
It just doesn't, you have to earn, the friendship and relationship with people.
Sure.
And, so it's, maybe it's the antithesis of the honesty that I love to see that so many brands just blatantly, you know, try to exploit. And that is what people don't want.
Yeah. That makes total sense. What would a, do you have a brand that you think of that you think is doing things the right way right now? Like if someone comes to mind that you love what they're doing.
You know, I've always had a lot of love for another Columbus brand, Jenny's Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone through a year of transition
yep.
and have done it with grace and humility
sure.
and honesty and have maintained a lot of the love that their community of customers had for them. And I really admire that. And I've learned so much from them. And it helps that everything they do is beautiful.
Yeah, like, sure.
Yeah, from a design perspective.
Yep.
So I just really admire them, and we've tried to mimic a lot of their tone and relationship with customers.
Okay, great. Is there any word that comes to mind to you that you think might define kind of the year ahead of us in marketing? Just anything that's coming to your mind you think you expect to see that'll be over the horizon, even just in your, you know, in the industry you're kind of in or just marketing in general?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I would love for it to be about, authenticity and,
yep.
and connection. And, because I think as consumers, we're sorting out the BS a lot faster
that's right.
and we want to have relationships
mm-hmm.
with the dollars we spend.
Yeah.
And so I hope that continues to be increasingly pervasive because, it makes it a hell of a lot more fun as a consumer
right
to have those types of relationships.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. You have a an Upward Brainstorm kazoo there in your hand. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind maybe humming a few bars or something.
I'm going to try. That was good.
Yes,
huh?
Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Side note, my... 8-year-old daughter just had an Indiana Jones themed birthday party. She's
well. I'm angry I didn't get the
invite. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, next time around
we'll get some
hot chicken takeover at the next party.
There you go.
But again, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us, and thank you for presenting today and for the excellent kazoo skills.
Thank you so much.